Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, October 1st, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Happy NFL Week 4 to everybody.
Can you imagine?
Pumped for the big game tonight.
October 1st.
Get to see Brett Rippin.
Yes, you do. You get Jets. To see the Jets.
Jets and Broncos, basically a pick 'em.
On national television.
I picked up the Jets defense in a couple of leagues. I don't know if I should play them or not, but.
I think it's a terrible move.
Can't imagine Denver scoring a ton.
The Jets are awful, but again,
I know they're bad.
A young guy making his first start on a bad team, so I don't think it's a bad play.
I'll watch a little bit of it.
Of course, you'll watch it. It's the NFL.
Yep, I don't care how bad the teams are. I'll watch.
You embrace it.
I don't have any. Well, that's not true. I've got Judy, but I don't know if I'm going to play him.
You gamble on it. Of course, you're going to watch it.
Oh yeah,
you have a vested interest.
I'm going to gamble. I gambled last night, yesterday. Had the worst luck in the world in baseball. We'll get into that.
Oh, really?
Well, I went to bed last night, and I thought the Yankees were trailing, and then I woke up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
They stormed back to win, so I got to imagine that's one of your
the
bad
Indians?
Beats.
Who had a 9-8 lead with the Indians?
The guy wearing the Navy hat.
And then Brad Hand blew it. Who had that? This guy.
I watched the beginning of the Dodgers game, and the Brewers pitcher couldn't find the strike zone. I guess he figured it out, but he walked like four or five people in the first inning. And Craig Counsell, is the manager of the Brewers, was just scratching his head. He's like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that game. That game was
He ended up getting out of the inning and only gave up two runs, but he walked in two runs.
Yeah, he walked five and in two-thirds, I think. That was the only bet I hit was the Rays and the Dodgers money line parlay. Everything else?
Hey, you know what, though? It means you just have to make it back tonight. Or this weekend.
Just get back on the horse.
All you have to do is just roll it into Thursday and then into the weekend.
I mean, I didn't lose a ton, but because I wasn't putting up a ton. But, I mean, come on. What are the odds the Reds can't score one run in 13 innings? Really?
Right.
Can't score one?
Weren't you on fire, though, the other day? You went like 14-4, something like that.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Ancient history.
It's a roller coaster.
I placed so many wagers in between then and now. I mean,
yeah, well, this is just maybe giving that back a little bit.
And the Twins, good job. You know what? I'm changing my name in the box.
Twins stink.
Yeah, I'm going to change that.
Yeah, they're out of the playoffs. So, congrats.
18 straight. That's 18 straight, by the way. That's hard to do.
Congrats to Dusty Baker and the Astros. They advance.
I saw Dusty in the presser. He was getting all sort of.
Why would you congratulate a bunch of cheaters?
Well.
We like Dusty.
I do like Dusty. He had nothing to do with it.
I kind of have a soft spot for Dusty, too.
Yeah. he was getting kind of melancholy, it seemed like, in the presser. He thought his career was over. And I don't know. I like him. I like Dusty.
I like
Although
Dusty.
We only ended up having one sit-down with him.
Yeah, no, I just like, it's not any personal thing. Just liked him from afar.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, when we had him, he was kind of rude to us. he didn't really want to do it. He was just,
you just knew you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to talk to the local media.
Yeah.
First day on the job.
But I always liked him, so.
I like Dusty.
Yeah.
It's hard to think about it. 18 consecutive playoff losses. That's hard to do any sport, any level.
Right.
18 consecutive. They haven't won a playoff game since we were at HFS.
It's crazy.
And these aren't bad teams. These are playoff games. These are teams that went to the playoffs.
Right. Well, I'm surprised you guys are focusing on the baseball. It's mostly, I guess, because of Jason's losses. I thought everybody would be fired up to talk about the Lakers.
Yeah, well, let's get into it.
Anthony Davis. I think
I went to bed and the Heat were up 13. I'm like,
really?
I took the Heat plus 6.5. I was like, oh, this might be a winner. Then they're outscored 75-30. What? Yeah.
Well, I just didn't have an answer for Davis, right? I mean, they're kind of legendary for their smaller lineup, right? The Heat. I mean, they still have an answer for them.
I think the Lakers just got hot, like early in that game. They just, and they're not known for being the best 3-point shooting team, but they were actually filling it up from the outside.
Well, the Heat bench was terrible. When I turned it on, it was like the Heat were winning, and then LeBron went out of the game, and the Lakers scored like 15 straight points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, 13 of the first 23 pointers.
And then I read
that
the Heat have 3 injuries. Dragic might be out for the rest of the series. He gets plantar.
Yeah.
Adebayo hurt his shoulder. Now, I think he's going to play in game 2, but he's certainly not going to be 100%. And then did Butler hurt his ankle?
Yeah, Butler got banged up too.
Yeah, but he played through that.
I'm just saying that's an injury.
Yeah.
You're not 100%.
I don't
know.
Not
easy to guard LeBron when you got an ankle problem.
No. I saw a lot of people saying this could go 7. You know, it's going to be a great series, and maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not. I know.
I don't know. I don't want to make too much of one game, but they certainly didn't seem to have an answer for AD last night.
Yeah,
and it doesn't help when, you know, he is a role player, but he's in the starting lineup. A guy like Duncan Robinson has a donut.
Mm. Oh, I didn't even see that. He only took 3 shots.
Yeah. Now, Hero came in and filled it up a little bit. But
he was only 6-for-18.
What did Drabby's LeBron, boy, end up having?
It's kind of a typical LeBron game. 25 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah.
Right.
One assist shy of a triple-double.
Yeah, and when you read the recap of the game, they don't even talk about his contribution. Right?
They just
That's
kind
how
of
much
expect
people
it.
Take it for granted.
They just kind of expect it.
Yep,
right.
You just take it for granted.
Hey, it just means that our guy, JaVale McGee, is 3 wins away from being a 3-time NBA champion. Just wrap your head around that.
Yeah, well, good for
and
him.
Keith, our guy Keith is going to get a ring, too, if the Lakers win.
Yeah, I never loved him, but he is an ex-Wizard. So
I rooted for him when he was wearing the Wiz uniform.
Yeah,
I know.
I did, too, Cakes. I did, too.
Yeah, so I watched a little of it, but I turned it off when it got out of hand. I think I tuned out when it was a 25-point lead in the third quarter, and then I checked out a little baseball, but it was early in that game. And like I said, it was the Dodgers game, and the Brewers pitcher just couldn't throw a strike early on. And so eventually I went to bed around 10:45, which that's good for me. Early for me.
If the finals are on, that's early for JP.
I think I had you beat. I think I went to bed around 11:15. It's hurting.
I kind of liked all the baseball games.
You did?
I know.
Won all
well,
day?
When they announced that 16 teams are going to the playoffs, everyone's like, what a joke.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty cool having all these teams.
I told you, I'm always the more the merrier.
I might be coming around on it.
And
it was quick.
They were every hour, too, starting at noon.
Yeah, it was crazy. When it went to the middle of the night.
Expand the NCAA tournament. I'm all about it.
I'm not for that one.
That's a little different.
Yeah. But a 2-game to win 2 out of 3, like that's perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind
length.
It for this year. I doubt they're going to do it next year if we have a full season, but I didn't mind it. I don't.
Well, they said 14 most likely next year.
Good. Like it.
Yeah, drama. Like there's going to be a game 3 today, right?
Yeah. Sox Athletics.
Yeah. There's a do or die.
So how many?
That's the only one.
There's only one today.
There's only one do or die today. Yep.
I can't believe how quickly the week is flying by. What day is today? Today's Thursday, right?
Thursday, Ricky. Yeah. Open line Thursday.
Unbelievable how quick the weeks fly by.
Yeah, we should mention it is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Your chances to hear the show at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the same number, the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And tweet us at Junks Radio. 8 o'clock, we got Dave Richards, so we'll talk some fantasy football. We've got Jason Lockenfora at 9, NFL Insider for Radio.com. We'll go around the league with him. And Randy Moss is going to join us, not the receiver, the NBC Sports horse racing analyst, to preview the Preakness, which is coming up on Saturday. So you want to get in early to get your calls in on an Open Line Thursday. And I know Drab has his Peter from Burke rules. I don't know if he's allowed to call today. Drab's constantly changing for
you
Peter
know
from Burke.
I'm
but somebody else can lead the show, 800-636-1067. You sent us a story from Waldorf this morning, which is pretty terrifying. I didn't hear about it. I guess it happened at 1 o'clock in the morning, where police are now investigating the death of a female clerk who was shot and killed while working at a 7-Eleven in Waldorf.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. First of all, it's Waldorf.
Terrible news.
I always feel bad for those convenience store people.
Yeah.
They feel like they're just sitting ducks in there.
I feel bad for them, too. But, I mean, haven't the criminals figured out at this point that, I mean, every time you walk into 7-Eleven, there are signs
everywhere
that says,
everywhere. Yeah,
well, not only cameras, that the money's on a time delay safe, that, you know, you can only access, like, whatever's in the cash drawer. It's like $50. Like, it's a robbery for no payoff, and a woman paid with her life.
A lot of those people are just the worst people on earth. They don't even think about it.
I guess.
Is it definitely a robbery?
That's what it said.
Yeah,
in the story.
That's
what it
says. Clark killed in a robbery.
Dude, that is awful. Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise you, Eric?
No.
I mean, it doesn't happen a lot around here.
What is Waldorf, the murder capital of the world?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of teasing about Waldorf, but it's like anytime I go to a convenience store, I just feel like those people are sitting ducks. That's all. And I just, there are maniacs everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, banks get hit all the time. I mean, you know.
The 7-Eleven
is not surprising.
It's always popping.
Yeah,
but that was in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, but still.
What time was this?
1 a.m., I
1
think.
1 a.m.?
Yeah. They're not popping at 1 a.m.
That's terrible.
It's not like it's a corner gas station with, like, one person in there.
It's kind of like that at times.
It's a pretty ballsy move, though, just to roll into a 7-Eleven and just start popping people with your gun.
Yeah, but just figure some maniac who's desperate.
Yeah,
you know,
just sucks.
And I'm sure the clerk probably obeyed and did everything right.
I don't know.
I'm sure the details will come out. I'm sure there'll be some video somewhere. But I'm sure the clerk just freaked out and did whatever they asked and still shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
Terrible.
It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could work in retail. I'd be too scared. Some guy's just going to come in there and shoot me.
I thought about it all the time when I worked at Toys R Us.
Did you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Because every day, you know, the Brinks truck shows up for the cash pickup, and I always thought that somebody's just going to follow that dude in, come up to the safe. I would struggle with the safe combo. I get my brain splattered all over the inside of a Toys R Us. I thought about it every single day.
Is that why you smoke cigs back then?
Probably reduce some of the stress.
That's probably part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to pass the time.
I mean, hopefully they'll catch this guy within 24 hours.
Yeah. Let's hope.
I'm so neurotic that when I go in a convenience store, I often think, all right, where am I going to go when the shooter comes in?
I don't go in 7-Elevens that much anymore, but I don't. It's the last thing I think about. The thing I'm thinking about is the Slurpee machine working?
Right.
Or is there a cardboard sign on it that says out of order?
No, I think about that. I think about that in convenience stores, and I think about that in banks. You know, and I'm rarely in banks. Rarely.
Have you ever bought the hot dogs that are in rollers at 7-Eleven?
Well, I used to buy them all the time. My cholesterol went through the roof.
Chili
Everybody
cheese
never buys those.
Everybody in America has bought those.
I'm telling you, I never have.
I was buying them every
day. Terrible.
Tim McWilliams told me I was going to die.
You think people haven't bought 7-Eleven hot dogs and taquitos? Huh. What?
You're the one person on the planet who's never done that.
They look terrible.
They're not.
They taste so good.
They're so good.
The chili cheese dogs taste so good at 7-Eleven.
Two of them every day. Mountain Dew.
If I was going to buy something to eat there, my go-to used to just be nachos.
I never bought
those. I bought those at 7-Eleven, too.
You did?
And they're delicious.
Right.
Just pump them full of the cheese and the chili.
The display always looked awful where they had the cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very sloppy and dirty.
Right.
You look past
that. But that was my go-to. I just never dabbled with the stuff that's on the warmer.
Mm-hmm. So I told you, when I went to the doctor the other day, he told me that my cholesterol, he gave me the little calculator. He said, yeah, you have a 6% chance of having a stroke or heart attack. But that was, you know, apparently that was within the realm of normal for someone our age, right? And he said he wasn't worried about my cholesterol. And so I said, all right, if you're not worried, I'm not worried. So then I went out and immediately bought nachos and cheese.
Good.
And
live
you
your
know,
life.
You know, where... I don't know, the Tostitos nacho cheese, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
where
sure.
They sell the salsa.
Yeah.
I pummeled the whole thing in one sitting.
It's little queso.
Queso. It's delicious.
Yeah. But, I mean, that can't be good for you.
Of course it's not.
It's one meal. Relax.
Unless you're eating it every day.
I did it twice.
I get sized for Eric's cheese fetish.
I love cheese.
He does love cheese.
Yeah, I love cheese.
Cheese is so silly.
I've said before I would eat cheese on duty. I mean, cheese is amazing.
You had to take it there. Well. All right, we got to take a break. Phone number, as always, 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you on an open line Thursday. As I mentioned, we got Dave Richard, fantasy football guru, at 8. If you have some lineup questions, we'll do that at 8 o'clock with the speed round. Jason Lancanfora from CBS Sports and Radio.com at 9 as we talk NFL here in Week 4 on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You can follow along on TV. On an open line Thursday, you can steer the show at 800-636-1067. Mm-hmm. Let's open up the Junkies sports page, though. Get a taste of what's going on in the sports world. I know there was tons of baseball. I really only know three or four of the winners.
Hmm.
All right, well, I'll break it down for you. We'll start with the NBA Finals, Game 1. We touched on it. Lakers pound the Heat 116-98 last night. Game started, 9:15-ish, 9:20, something like that. So the Heat were up 25-12 at one point. Then they get outscored 75-30 into the third quarter. They were outscored by 14 in the second quarter. And Davis and LeBron combined for almost 60.
That's about what they do.
Yeah, Davis had 34. The Heat did not shoot the ball well. They shot just 42% from the floor, 31% from threes. They suffered some injuries. Dragic has a plantar issue. I believe Adebayo has a shoulder that he hurt. He played 21 minutes. And then who's the other one? Oh, Jimmy Butler hurt his ankle. But he should be fine. Adebayo says he'll play in game two, but I'm not sure about Dragic.
I was surprised how easy LeBron and Anthony Davis had it, because I was touting the matchup saying, well, Jimmy Butler and even Andre Iguodala off the bench, they could slow down LeBron a little bit, and Adebayo is a great defender. He'll be able to slow down Anthony Davis. Well, not in game one.
No, not last night.
Now, things can totally turn around in game two, but man, did the Lakers look comfortable yesterday.
I mean, if Davis plays at that level, it's going to be like a five-game series. I mean,
well, he's
kind of
played at
that
level
like that
the whole playoffs by the numbers. Mm-hmm. If you look at what he's done, I mean, he's averaging 29 a game during this run. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you think if, let's say Anthony Davis plays like this and they win the series in four or five games,
yeah,
you think LeBron gets salty if they gave the MVP of the finals to Anthony Davis? Because LeBron apparently was salty he didn't win MVP of the league to Giannis this year and was really upset that he only got 16 first-place votes.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to argue with it, though. I mean, LeBron's almost averaging a triple-double, though, in the playoffs, right? It looks like He's six-tenths of a way. Was he? No. He's an assist away. He's an assist away per game.
Yeah, he had nine last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's essentially, you know what, the thing about LeBron, he's still super athletic because you can still see the athleticism in him, but it's not what he was when he was, 20 mm-hmm. or even 25 years old, his athleticism. But he's always had that court vision. He reminds me a little bit of, now he's way more athletic, of Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Magic, he can. I think he's going to be able to play until his son's in the league. I know that the high school rankings came out yesterday, and Bronny's one of the top. I think it's a sophomore, class of 2023. He's one of the top guys in the country. Might be ranked around 30. Shocker, DeJuan Wagner's kid is number one, I think,
in the story that I read. Fill it up.
I mean, just genetics are absurd.
Bronny needs to step up because his freshman year was far from impressive.
Okay. Well, he's still ranked high. And we've wondered, well, is LeBron going to stick around to when he's not very good anymore just to play with his son? Well, why wouldn't he be good in 3 or 4 years? Because he doesn't have to be uber athletic in my mind. He could be kind of like Magic Johnson, who wasn't a super athletically gifted jumper or fast guy.
Well, he
knew the game.
He could totally be Magic for the end of his career.
Yeah.
Just distribute. Of course he could. Yeah.
It's well, he's on his way to having a fourth ring. And, people like us who watch Jordan play will never call him the GOAT, but all the young people will, and they're going to have an even better argument as he continues to get to NBA Finals and add rings. He's been to 10 NBA Finals.
Yeah,
look, I think the differences are getting pretty narrow.
He's also, truthfully, he's going to have more points, more assists, more rebounds. The only thing he doesn't have is a 6-0 record in the finals.
Yeah, and he has lower shooting percentages and that sort of thing. But
well, he played a lot more years.
I mean, he's played a longer career, much
understood.
Longer. He came out of high school.
Yeah. But just the accolades are adding up.
Well, yeah, you better get that Finals MVP. And I'll let AD get that.
I don't know. I think
AD, AD's on his way.
By the way, AD, that's his NBA Finals debut. It's the fourth highest amount of points for a player in the NBA Finals debut, in his NBA Finals debut. Iverson had 48 in his first game.
Wow.
Durant had 36. Jordan had 36.
Right.
By the way, what
company
did they give up for Anthony Davis? They gave up, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart.
Sure.
Anybody else of consequence?
Yeah, Ingram. He's a most improved player.
Oh, that's right.
He's all right.
He's better than all right.
I think he was an all-star.
He's not Anthony Davis, but he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Skinny as a rail, but
he's very
good.
Skinny.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I love, Spoelstra as a coach, right? And yeah, I actually like the fact that just the way the Heat kind of play, like they're underdogs, I like that. But they don't have an answer for Davis, do they? Like, who do they have defensively that's going to stop that?
Adebayo.
Well, Adebayo, but he obviously couldn't stop him last night.
How
and
big
then he had
is
the shoulder
Adebayo,
injury.
Though?
Well, he's got to be 6'10", 6'11".
Okay. What is Davis? 7'1"?
He's like
no,
7
he's
feet.
Like 6'11".
Dude, he's massive. I went and saw a game with him a couple years ago. I couldn't believe how big he was.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
He's a freak.
And his wingspan's like 20 feet.
The arms are ridiculous.
Adebayo's listed as 6'9", which means he's like probably 6'8".
Yeah.
Well, but I also see Anthony Davis listed as 6'10".
He plays a lot bigger than that.
They're basically the same height. It's not about the height. Anthony Davis is better.
Yeah,
I mean, he is. Better.
Look, it's game one.
Nobody would argue that.
It's game one. Let's see what happens in game two, but it doesn't look good. All right, so playoff baseball, 8 games yesterday, started at noon. Reds-Braves, game one, 13 innings. There were 37 strikeouts in the game.
Wow.
Trevor Bauer was unbelievable. I think he struck out 13.
Hope you played the under.
No, I played the Reds. And how do you not score a run in 2020 in Major League Baseball in 13 innings? And they made some of the dumbest base running errors I've ever seen. It was like a 10U Little League team.
Now, I don't know this. Did they maintain the regular season extra innings record into the playoffs?
What do you mean extra innings? Oh, you mean putting a guy on second?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so it's back to regular baseball rules.
Correct, correct.
Okay, that's why it goes to 13 innings, because if they had that goofy rule with somebody starting on second base, you're scoring an extra innings much quicker.
Yeah, I mean, the Reds had opportunities. I knew I was cooked in the first inning, top of the first, because the Reds got runners on first and third, nobody out. All right, first two guys got hits, nobody out, couldn't score. So I knew I was pretty much cooked. And then later in the game, they had runners on first and third with two outs, and David Bell, the manager of the Reds, sends the guy on first, steals him, thinking that the Braves are like a house league defensive team, like they're going to screw that up. And Aquino is on third. He's the worst base runner in America. And, of course, he gets thrown out trying to score. So they were out of that inning, and they had a couple other opportunities but couldn't score. So Braves win 1-0. Shocker, Freddie Freeman with the walk-off single. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are interested.
I'm listening.
Freddie Freeman finished just short of the batting crown, right, against Juan Soto.
Yes.
Juan Soto went 1-for-2 in the last day. They pulled him, and Freeman had a chance, but he had to go like 4-for-5 to catch.
Still had a bomb
Soto
year.
And didn't do it.
Bomb 60 games.
Well, he's just a very good player.
Of course
Nats killer.
Twins have lost now 18 consecutive playoff games. That's right. Count them up. 18. Haven't won since 04. Haven't won a series since 02.
Draft soon to Rob Twins.
Do
theory.
I did. I bet on them yesterday. Do theory. I said, what are the odds they're going to lose another game?
Right.
And then, of course, they did.
You think the fans would rather have them make the playoffs and then have heartbreak like they do every time they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Or just
still rather be
miss
there.
It?
You
no,
still
they
rather
want
be
to,
there.
They want to see them make the playoffs and just win a game.
You imagine
Let
how frustrating it is?
Just win a game.
Yeah. Imagine how frustrating it is that you never win a playoff game.
Yeah, but you got to be there to win.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's only been like a 15-year streak, JP.
That's
only 15 years.
Right.
That's all.
Now, in 13 of the 18, they were playing the Yankees, but they still can't beat anybody.
Well, back in the day, though, did they win two titles?
I believe it was two. Yeah.
They won two, so.
With Kirby Puckett and Herbeck, all those sillies.
87-91.
Jack Morris.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Astros advance. They win both games against the Twins. Marlins beat the Cubs 5-1. The Cubs couldn't hit Alcantara. So the Cubs are down 1-0. 5-1 final there. The Athletics tied up the White Sox 5-3, so that's 1-1. You'll have a do-or-die game today. The Rays beat the Blue Jays 8-2, so they win that series pretty easily. They'll face the Yankees, who, of course, beat the Indians in a five-hour game last night, 10-9. Brad Hand came in for the Indians to close it out in the ninth and gave up two. And so the Indians are gone.
By the way, the Rays and Marlins.
A five-hour baseball game.
That was a five-hour game, and I believe there was an 80-minute rain delay.
The Rays and Marlins have small payrolls, right? And they're doing damage.
I mean, I can't imagine they're big. Yeah, I mean.
Marlins definitely have a small.
The Rays have just always been legit, and Kevin Cash can manage.
I know this would frustrate Jason. You know, you mentioned the five-hour game.
That game ended at 1 a.m.
I know Mark Cuban retweeted this article. I think it was from Forbes magazine. And
don't
this
get
has
that,
to,
I don't get that magazine, JP.
It has to frustrate Jason. It was about Gen Z. So Gen Z are kids like my son, I think all the way up to 21. So after millennials,
what are
comes
we?
Gen Z.
What are we?
Gen Xers.
We're
Gen X.
Yeah.
So I don't know the exact order. It's like Gen X, like I said, eventually it gets to millennials.
I thought we were boomers now.
No, boomers are a little older.
Valdez once calls boomers all the time, but
boomers
we're not.
A little older than us.
Well, right. Anyway,
stop it, Valdez.
This Gen Z, I think, is you know, like 12-year-old kids up till about 24, roughly right around.
All right.
And the study said that they are more into esports than hockey, NASCAR, and baseball.
But basketball and football are still bigger to that demo.
Slightly bigger, but the fervor for sports is way down from millennials. So millennials really love their sports, but Gen Z, they're more into the esports, and then they don't root for teams, they root for players, which you've talked about for a long time.
Yeah. Right. Well,
that's what I kind of do.
Didn't Bronny's kid sign with an esports team?
I did see something about that, yeah. But I was wondering, does that like knock out his eligibility in college basketball?
No. And apparently, he said it's not gonna take him off his grind or whatever. He's still gonna, you know, work on his hoops. But he's apparently pretty good gamer.
Well, God forbid Bronny jeopardizes his stipend for whenever he goes to college and his scholarship. Where will the money come from? I don't know how.
You'd be a good gamer too if all you did was shoot hoops and play video games. You never went to school.
I mean, I was silly at Mario Brothers. Mike Tyson punch out.
Mario
Brothers, whatever.
Mario.
Right, so, Mario Brothers,
you be the
whatever.
Gamer.
All right, so five baseball games today starting at noon. By the way, the NLCS announced, or Major League Baseball announced, that there will be fans, 12,000 fans, in Texas, in Arlington, for the NLCS.
Good. There should be. Yeah, just so spread them out. There's literally no reason.
All right. So speaking of COVID, we talked about this yesterday. The NFL did announce that the Steelers-Titans game is postponed for Sunday at 1 o'clock. Our girl
Diana
Rossini.
Maybe only a day or two, right?
Well, they're trying to figure out when they're going to play. It could be Monday. It could be Tuesday.
Nice for Tuesday. Tuesday football is silly, Case.
It's such an unfair advantage, though, because I think the Steelers are able to practice.
So much practice.
And the
time.
Titans can't practice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what happens.
I think one of the updates, Ben Roethlisberger said, those are the breaks.
Right.
I heard that all the players in the NFL are rooting for the Titans.
Because?
Because it will show the coaches that they don't need to do bunch of practice and hard hitting all week long, and that you can just show up and compete.
Oh, you can just do Zoom meetings for practice.
Yeah, the Steelers boat race them. Advantage coaches.
Tell that
how
to
much
Navy.
Do you need to practice when you're just going to hand the ball to Derrick Henry
That's
a million
true.
Times?
Yeah, I mean, Henry's going to get the ball 30 times.
So, Cakes, here's my question. So, hopefully they announce before Sunday at 1 o'clock when they're going to play that game, because if you have a Derrick Henry – or you have an A.J. Brown or whoever, what do? You just kind of roll the dice and
it's
hope that they're going
to play those guys, because it's still going to get postponed ultimately. You don't know.
What if they move it to, you know, week 7 or whatever the bye weeks are?
Then you're boned.
Also, right. Do you even know, did they announce who the players are that have COVID? Like, isn't it supposed to be private? So what if it is Derrick Henry and you have no idea and then all of a sudden the game starts?
That's a good point.
And you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
That's why you need to have backup plans. You need some depth on that roster.
Well, we are going to talk to Dave Richard coming up at 8 o'clock. So maybe he'll give us some COVID tips on how to handle your fantasy football team.
Oh, I gotta set my lineup. Such a pain.
Aren't you 0-3?
I'm 0-3. I told you, I'm real close to quitting.
Don't encourage him to punt. He's going to ruin the integrity of the league if he punts.
Who do I care? He's in a different league than mine.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a totally different league than you guys. I'm with all the UCLA bros.
He's with a bunch of UCLA guys. I'm with a bunch of guys from a construction company.
Yeah. But at least they're somewhat local, right? And they at least have heard of the show. And
yes, some of them listen.
Yeah. I have the most counterfeit 2-1 team in that league in the history of fantasy sports. I don't know how it's gotten to 2-1, but it's been ugly.
Bunch of guys are hurt again on my team. Can you help me out here, Casey?
Bunch of hard things.
All right, Deshaun's hurt. What's his deal? Hamstring. All right, that dude's on the IR. He's the ACL. I got to cut him.
You got to make some moves.
Who has the ACL tear?
Tariq Cohen.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of him. He shouldn't have been on your roster in the first place.
Why are you playing him anyway?
He stinks.
That's why you're 0-3.
No, I just moved him in. All right, hold on. How do I get rid of him, Cakes?
It's called cut.
It's called add drop.
Yes. I mean,
you need so much help.
All right, I'm putting Gronk back in because he had four catches last week, didn't he? Did you see that?
Yes, he did.
Came to life.
Whoopee-doo.
Four, right? Just getting started, man.
Why don't you pick up your boy Logan Thomas since you were such a big fan, since he was your guy.
What about Eric Ebron?
I'd rather have him.
Yeah. I think he scored a touchdown, didn't he?
Yeah.
What about my man Mo Alley Cox?
Well, he's not available.
He was a week ago.
I don't know who's available in your league. I'm just throwing names out there.
All right, what happened to Russell Gage? He was one of my sillies.
He got hurt.
He's questionable.
He got a mass unit over there.
All right,
there.
So Devontae Parker, you'd probably start him, right?
I would play him because that's going to be a shootout against the Drab Hawks.
So Russell Gage is finished.
All right, as I mentioned, we do have Dave Richard join us at 8 o'clock, so EB, hopefully you'll figure out his fantasy
Aaron
lineup
Rodgers.
By then.
How do I do that, Cakes?
Oh, you asked yesterday, Richie.
Right, tell me, remember it didn't work?
After you tell him, Cakes, give him that wave soda code.
I already have it.
Yeah. The exact same thing that Cakes said yesterday. It should work. All right, if you want to chime in on Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Remember, every morning at 7, we give you the latest on the Washington football team as we hit the skins on the fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up 7 o'clock, we hit the skins and give you the latest on the Washington football team as they get ready for their matchup against the Ravens.
Cakes, we were wrong about the Titans players. They did announce who it was. Thanks to the listener. DaQuan Jones is one, defensive lineman. Bo Brinkley, long snapper. Tight end Tommy Hudson. And I think Shane Bowen is one of the coaches that didn't travel. So the three players that I see are DaQuan Jones, Bo Brinkley, and Tommy Hudson. So obviously none of the big-name players.
Did you guys get to look at the pictures of the new home, the home that LeBron James is buying in Beverly Hills?
No, I didn't see it.
Is it ridiculous?
Oh, my
Why
goodness.
Why do I want to make myself feel like a pauper by looking at LeBron James's new palace?
Well, two things about it. Number one, he bought it, I guess, from – the story said it was a soap opera legend.
Okay.
And so when I clicked on the story, I was, you know, figuring it was like Susan Lucci or something like that. And it was from the creator – of The Bold and the Beautiful and The Young and the Restless. Okay. So she came up with two soap operas, and LeBron is buying the mansion for $36 million.
Good right. money in soaps.
From Lee Philip Bell?
Yes.
That's who he bought
So the
it from.
Main home, because it has two guest homes.
Well, the original owner, I think, was Katharine Hepburn.
Okay. Well, the main home is 9,100 square feet. But like I said, it's got two guest homes, too. It has a screening room, it has a swimming pool, it has a tennis court. It has what they call a motor court, which I'm not sure what that is.
A motor court?
Yes.
I think it's just a fancy name for like a garage, a massive garage.
And then fountains and then, you know, a ridiculous view.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's loving it out there, isn't he?
Of course. He's living in California.
He'd love it anywhere in Afghanistan. He'd have a right. silly palace wherever
he's
goes.
Got $1 billion in the bank.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm looking at the pictures. Oh, my God. Have you seen inside this thing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The view from the family room is, I mean, that's absurd. Look at that, Cakes. Have you seen that?
I told you, I don't want to make myself feel like just a low life.
Yeah, well, you will.
Oh, look at this. low life.
That's how I felt when we went to Cooley's house. That was right. just freaking Chris Cooley.
Do you think that's a real grass court, or is it like the field turf?
I got to look. I haven't seen the picture
looks like
yet.
It looks like it's turf, but I could be wrong.
He's got a tennis court with like stands in the backyard.
Yeah, well,
they could have a tournament there.
Yeah.
His media room is
Nadal and Federer are going to play there.
Could have so many pickleball games back there. Oh, it would be silly.
They have a trophy room.
Be easy on your knees, Cakes.
Look at that pool.
Oh, I need that,
pool,
too.
Silly. Cakes, look at that. Look at his family room, and look at that view.
Does he have like
I put
a,
it in the hangout?
Yeah, you like feel a, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything in life when you see these pictures.
I know.
At the entrance, is that like a fire pit?
Where are you seeing that?
Yeah, like it's like the second picture down.
Does he have a deal with Offenbachers?
I mean, it looks like
I guarantee
looks like
you, he's got Offenbachers furniture.
It's like a $10,000 fire pit. At
yeah, probably.
Let's say he did the standard and he just put down 20%. What is the monthly nut on that?
Oh, I don't know. When you buy a $36 million home, what does he do? Does he put like $20 million down and he finances the rest?
How would we know? We've never been in this sort of stratosphere.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I think you want to have that debt. You can write it off.
You get a jumbo loan?
Oh, he definitely got a jumbo.
Definitely has a jumbo.
I'm doing the math.
Hope he didn't use horsey like me.
the minimum payment that I just with my math and I didn't do with any percentage would be at least $80,000 a month in mortgage.
Well, that actually sounds kind of cheap considering.
If you're paying for 30 years though,
yeah.
The core's kind of weird though, like that big Buddha statue. I mean, it has like a huge Buddha statue.
Well, this is the Bold and the Beautiful's woman's decor. This is not LeBron's decor.
Right, right.
Because you see all those Emmys in there.
This is probably the pictures from when it was staged, so right. You know, when it was on the market.
Yeah, that is a weird like Buddha thing.
Yeah, looks like Cakes is fling in college.
Right. That looks like all his hookups.
That's a good John. I can't say anything. I'm defenseless.
Yeah, because actually the statue's probably a little smaller.
Hey, does LeBron rub its belly for good luck, like when you go to a Chinese restaurant? Locke does that.
I don't see the fire pit thing that you're talking about.
It's by the pool. It's like the entrance to the pool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's an entrance to the pool house?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Well, you see where the pool is right there.
It's kind of like behind it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably the pool house. There's probably bathrooms in there, changing room.
You just can't relate to it.
But I mean, that view in his little family room there, where they've got the glass doors, you know, to make it indoor-outdoor, that's ridiculous. And you can see, it looks like you can see what? Is that downtown L.A.?
Yeah, it looks like it.
What did you see? Palm trees.
Could be Century City.
That's the sickest view I've ever seen.
See your fountain and your, I mean, but the upkeep, you know, think about it. How much is he going to pay to keep that house clean and landscaped? Yeah.
Oh, man. If my family moved in, we'd have Honey Nut Cheerio boxes everywhere.
You'd have an army of staff to clean it up.
My daughter would leave the pretzels out. I mean,
you wouldn't see your kids for weeks. They'd be on a different wing.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. I'm sorry. They'd get lost in the house.
Yeah.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Open Line Thursday brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. You search for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Let's go to the phones. Daniel's in Denver.
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, junkies?
What's hey, Daniel.
Up? Hey, man. I was talking to Drab. I need you guys to agree to something for me.
All right.
You got to agree to at least once a month to do one of those ridiculous, are you smarter than a sixth grader test? Right. I love that. I think everybody loves it. I feel so bad for Cakes. You're such a donk, but I love you so much.
Right. How did you do
on
it?
Can you guys agree to that?
No, I vote against it.
That's very aggressive.
No, I vote against it because it just makes us look stupid, and I don't want to look like that.
No,
it has to be natural. It has to be natural.
You just called Cakes a donk.
Well, because Cakes is a donk. You guys call him a donk all the time.
I'm a donk in math.
Yeah, but I got to end up admittedly. So
we're allowed to.
It is what it is.
When the listeners
to. Listeners are not allowed to.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? All of you guys are gone.
What are you doing up at, was it 5, not even 5 a.m. out there? What are you doing?
Me and Cousin Rhonda drive trucks across the country.
Oh, okay. You drive.
Long-haul trucker.
I haven't heard from Rhonda in a while.
What's your latest haul? What's your load? Valdez always wants to know that.
I'm hauling batteries right now to Salt Lake City. I'm going across Wyoming.
What kind? Wow. Like big silly batteries or like
car
double
batteries?
A's?
Like Duracells?
interstate freaking car batteries.
Okay, car
How
batteries.
Do you, gotcha. Are you seeing smoke from the fires? I mean, it's fires everywhere out there.
Yeah, definitely seeing smoke. It's actually raining ash, which is really scary. So, yeah.
That's gross.
So where do you live?
I live in Denver.
You live in Denver.
And I run every night. Yeah, I run every night back and forth to Salt Lake City. I was in Montana on Monday, so.
When do you sleep, bro?
During the day, man. I get out to Salt Lake City about 10 in the morning and get a nice hotel, Philly Sheraton. Mm-hmm. And I sleep for about 8 hours.
You miss the sunshine every day. You're living in the dark.
The vampire.
Yeah, it's a hurting life.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm doing all right, so it's okay.
Do you have a wife and kids now?
I got a wife and 3 dogs. The wife hates it, but she likes the paycheck, so she'll be all right.
Should be all right.
So when you get a hotel, does that come out of your pocket, or does the company pay for it?
Company.
Yeah. So how many days? Go ahead.
They pay me $25 a day per diem to stay overnight in a hotel, and I do this. I'm in a hotel 3 nights a week, days a week.
Spending that per diem on lot lizards.
I don't do the lot lizards, bro.
Is that still a thing? Lot lizards?
Definitely. It's gotten more along the lines of human trafficking lately, so you kind of want to stay away from that. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, the thing about the math test is it was natural because there was a story about it and we had just been talking about it. It can't be forced.
Yeah, I never want to take that test again.
We can do a reading test. None of us have the attention span.
Highlight the adverbs and pronouns.
I'd be worse than that on the math.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Hey, drive that rig safe out there, bro.
I appreciate it, fellas.
All right, be good, buddy.
I'll never diagram a sentence ever again.
Hey, Cakes.
That'll never happen.
You know the two guys who won't be able to afford the house that LeBron lives in are the two guys who put $500,000 each on DraftKings on the Giants against the Niners. Did you see that story?
That was an idiotic move.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. But two guys put $500 each, $1 million, on the Giants. What were they catching? Like three and a half, maybe three.
Might have even been close to four at some
and
point.
And they were thinking like because of the injuries or whatever.
Yeah, they thought the Giants were going to boat race them.
Yeah, because Nick Mullins was starting. They lost 500 yards each.
You know what? They're going to have to go to their graves remembering that they bet on stupid Daniel Jones to win them $500,000.
One of them was a Nubs Doug.
I don't care if Kyle Shanahan called me up and said, we're throwing the game.
Yeah.
We're going to throw the game. I guarantee I wouldn't bet on the Giants.
No. All right, coming up next, we're going to hit the skins. We do it every morning at 7. EB's going to fill us in on what Michael Lombardi says about Ron Rivera possibly losing the team.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.